This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to meet with world leaders on the sidelines of the NATO summit in London, recently meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In questions during a photo opportunity with the German leader, President Trump was asked about Canada not spending at least 2% of its GDP on defense. And Trump said this about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
Meanwhile, the process of impeachment continues back at Capitol Hill with a House Judiciary Committee hearing today. The Democratic-led panel is bringing forward four legal scholars to testify about whether they believe Trump's actions with regard to Ukraine meet the Constitution's impeachment standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new report from the United Nations claims the decade just ending is likely to be the hottest ever recorded. The UN's World Meteorological Organization calling the past 10 years a decade of exceptional global heat. The report says 2019 is likely to be the second or third warmest year on record because of greenhouse gases from human activities. Rockers The Who to play their first Cincinnati concert in 40 years, announcing an April 23rd date at Northern Kentucky University. It's 7 miles from the 1979 Who concert, where 11 people were killed in a stampede. The Who's lead singer, Roger Daltrey, has some thoughts on the incident.
No, you don't feel guilty, but equally you do think, well, if we hadn't been playing the show in Cincinnati that night, 11 people would still be alive.
Nashville police say they've caught two of four teens who escaped from a juvenile detention center over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025. A federal agency is offering assistance to areas still recovering from major disasters. Housing and urban development officials saying that they're giving more than $2.3 billion to 15 states and four American territories. The funds will be used to address seriously damaged homes and businesses and infrastructure after disasters that have occurred since 2017. Among those receiving the biggest grants, California, Florida, and Texas. And T-Mobile is out with the next generation of wireless service, the carrier announcing that it's launched America's first nationwide 5G network. The company says it covers over 200 million people across the nation. It all adds up to more than 1 million square miles, including much of rural America. The CEO calls it a huge step towards 5G for all. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veteran Tip of the Day.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about. I mean, it's our money, right? Because it's the government up for by we the people, which means we're at top. They actually serve at our pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. But if you don't remind them that it is our pleasure, then they run amok like they've been doing. And just adding to our overall indebtedness of $23 trillion and counting. I mean, I just watch those numbers just keep revolving whenever you go. In fact, you go to our website, we've got the numbers revolving. You go to New York, and you see the numbers rolling along there. And that's the people's money. That's our money, as if it's just coming right out of our pocket. And it's bad enough that it's not just our pocket, but it's our kids and our grandkids. I mean, this is the legacy that we're leaving behind here. So we've got to get this country back on track. We've got to be serious about it. And we can no longer just accept that adage, well, it's good enough for government work. I mean, really? You know, I mean, that's how we've been conditioned to think that every, you know, mediocrity is satisfactory. That satisfaction, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, like the Rolling Stones says, you know, the bottom line, we're not getting any satisfaction, you know, when we think about all this, because our government has gotten so bloated and out of control here that we keep paying for it. And the elites love it, you know, because they look at it's all rosy for them. They're not having, a whole lot of problems. But it's up to us to take a stand. With us right now is Israel Ortega. He's the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Is, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you here. Trust the family, everybody. Had a great Thanksgiving, and we're heading into the Christmas season, and spirits are bright, right?
That's right. Yeah, things are good, Bill. Yeah, and in Washington, of course,
Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to kind of put a geo fence around Washington and let them go through their process. And meanwhile, you know, spirits can be bright and we can, have great family time together because yeah. Outside of Washington, the Trump economy keeps rolling along for most of America. Our 401ks, the stock market, very positive. Unemployment, all-time low. Hispanic numbers, I mean, the best they've ever been is.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. Yeah, I think it's... it's easy to get consumed by, what's happening, in Washington and a lot of doom and gloom. But as you point out, for a lot of folks, we're really starting to see the benefits of, I think, what President Trump promised at the very beginning of his administration, which is that he would push policies and enact policies that would help grow the economy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm staring at a story from CNN that's talking about precisely what you're describing, you know, just the historic numbers in terms of unemployment rate for a lot of folks. You know, African American women fell to a record low, 4.4 from 5.2 just in July, so just in a matter of months. Mm-hmm. And as you point out, you know, the Latino unemployment rate is at a historic low. I mean, as long as the BLS, the Department of Labor, has been tracking these numbers, they haven't seen numbers quite as low as we're looking at right now.
Well, and the other thing, you know, we're bifurcating America right now and talking about the different people groups. And I'm uncomfortable sometimes, as you and I have discussed, because, look, we're all Americans. We're all in this ship together here. And, you know, that's unfortunately, it's the body politic. It's the political language of the day. You know, you got to talk about the monoliths of the black America, of brown America, you know, and these other minority groups. And I think we do us a disservice here, because the fact of the matter is, what the Trump economy has been doing, it travels every sector across lines. Yeah. I mean, for people who have accused this president of being, you know, a racist and prejudiced, I mean, he's lousy in both counts, because the policies that he's been enacting have been, you know, across the board. It's been for all and for the good of all Americans.
Yeah, you're right. And I also share with you you know, it can get a little uncomfortable to start dividing up different groups in our country. But I mean, I think it's important to talk about these numbers, Bill, because, you know, you're right. I mean, we need to think about how the policies that the president has been pushing for, with the help of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, of course, mm-hmm. You know, do in fact, you know, do what President Kennedy talked about, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats.
All boats, right.
And that's what we're seeing right now. And I think that's why it's important that we continue pushing and enacting these policies. And, you know, a lot of times, Bill, you know, some of these policies that are enacted in Washington don't generate the headlines, and because they're not done in Congress. You know, a lot of this is done by regulation. Mm-hmm. And I think the administration has done a great job of saying, look, for every one new regulation that's enacted, you know, we got to cut back two back.
Yeah, and, it's now over 20. The ratio now is 1 to 20, maybe 1 to 22. But initially it started 2 to 1. You know, it was like for every new one, we were going to get rid of, well, it was 1 to 1. We were 1, then 2. And now here we are, for every one, we're getting rid of 22. Because, see, all this stuff is common sense. Is you got to get regulation out of the way. And as soon as Donald Trump came in and, his administration started taking the heavy boot of government regulations off the throat of producers, what did we do? We do what we naturally do. We went out and started producing. GDP went to numbers that the Obama administration and all his brilliant economists who came together said that we wouldn't, you know, we'd be lucky to surpass 2%, that we're probably going to be more, you know, of a 1.8% GDP country. Well, I guess that's if you just want to settle and let the Chinese pass you by, I guess.
No, I remember that well, Bill. I remember, I think the former president said something like, this is a new normal. And, mm-hmm. And I think that, but I think you're right. I think for a lot of folks, you know, there was this point where it was like, okay, well, this is how it should be, this is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And obviously that proved to be short-sighted. And I think you're right. I think we're seeing really the power of the free enterprise system. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do think that, you know, this is not permanent, Bill. I mean, as you know, it's so easy to you know, do away with these policies. And
right.
I think that's why it's really important that you know, the president continue working with the White House, I'm sorry, with Congress, to continue pushing these policies in the year to come.
Yeah, exactly. And people begin to realize the benefit of these policies. I mean, initially, they were just so much against Donald Trump because of what he represented and who he is. But after 3 years, they're realizing, well, there's gold in them thar hills. I mean, his policies are working. And, of course, you always will have that antithetical viewpoint. I mean, the media has been so, so purposed in reporting negatively about this administration, they just trip over themselves and they're losing credibility along the way, because when you're telling people, hey, look, and you should be miserable right now, they go, well, my 401k is higher than it's been in 10 years. I got a new job and I'm not on minimum wage anymore. I'm making more money than I made. My family is looking forward to a prosperous holiday season. You know, we're going to be getting more gifts and all that good stuff. And I need to be mad at this president. Why? We can be thankful for many things. We got more from Iz after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. As the holiday gift buying season approaches, many Americans hit stores and surf the web for the perfect gift. According to Bank of America customer data, last holiday season, consumers on average spent nearly $1,200 on retail and $565 on travel purchases. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Extend your dollar this season with a rewards credit card that maximizes your holiday spending, no matter where you shop. The Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 2 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all other purchases. Even better, for preferred rewards members, you can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which means earning up to 3.5 unlimited points per dollar on travel and dining, and up to 2.6 points on all other purchases.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/premium.
didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this is why you have to be a critical thinker and ask questions. It's okay, we have been, treated a lot like, as they say, mushrooms. We're just kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure here. This is sadly the order of the day, but we deserve better, and we need to expect and demand better from all our resources and where we're getting information from. If we're not getting the satisfaction that we deserve and we pay for, hey, it's time to move on, ladies and gentlemen. Pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is what this radio show is all about. Israel Ortega is with us. He's the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. I got to tell you, when I came back to radio, because I'd been away from the microphone for a number of years, I may have shared with you, and I entered into the genre of talk radio, I had some interested syndicators who came to me, and they said, gosh, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. And I had to laugh, and I said, wow, you really do not understand the Hispanic people, because by nature, Latinos are... We are conservative. We're hardworking, salt of the earth people who are guilty of loving their families, providing for their children. Hardworking. I mean, we have been in so many industries in this nation. We have been the backbone of lots of businesses across the country. This is why, you will hear from employers that, when they have, Hispanic laborers, that's like gold to them, because they know the return that they get, for all the hard work and dedication and loyalty is astounding. That is loyalty, but yet, the pundits would like to tell Hispanics that, you are liberal by nature and you've got to fight this cause, this illegal immigration, which isn't illegal, and, all this convoluted stuff. But I got to tell you, I don't know, maybe I'm in some sort of bubble here, but, the Hispanics that I meet with and come in contact with, they hear all this stuff and they say, what, are these guys crazy?
No. Right. Yeah, I know. I think you're right, Bill, and I think that's why it's a little bit alarming to me to see Hispanic support policies that will actually create the same conditions that a lot of folks, including my own family, mm-hmm. Coming from Mexico because of big government, essentially, that stifled innovation and stifled opportunity. And so, and I think that's part of what we're doing at the Libra Initiative, is that we're helping the Hispanic community empower themselves. And the way we do that is by helping them remove barriers, and that can be internal barriers, like they may not be able to speak English right away, and so we help them learn English. And then there are also external barriers, which are bad policies.
Right.
And that's what we're working on, in helping to change those policies that get in the way of folks, being prosperous.
And the good news is that because of the Constitution, oh, by the way, there is remedy there, that we can be a force to come against those barriers that are there, that have been established because people didn't say anything. They just kind of took it for granted. But, we've seen in this history of ours that there have been, people of color, Latinos, who have stepped up and gotten the face of government to say, no, it's not going to happen. Cesar Chavez being one of them, in bringing, some understanding and education. So the ability and the remedy is there. And, people just need to coalesce and be educated to understand that, this U.S. Constitution that we live under is a very powerful document. But if we don't exercise, then we render its power inert.
Right. Yeah. No. You're right. I mean, it really is amazing, Bill. What our founding fathers were able to accomplish and lay out in very plain but very effective and compelling language what this country stands for. Ronald Reagan, famously said that you can go to China and it can never be fully Chinese. Whereas in this country, you can be an American no matter your ethnic background or cultural background. And I think that the reason why that is, Bill,
is precisely because of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, those documents mm-hmm. lay that out, that we're a country based on an idea, not a geography, not religion, not an ethnic background.
Well, the idea of liberty is so powerful. I mean, you know, like you said, your family from Mexico, my parents, my mother was from Mexico, my dad was from Spain. But, you know, hey, look at oppressive governments and corrupt governments. You can't experience, you know, anything like America that we take for granted here in Mexico because of its corruption. And God only knows, I mean, all the stuff that's happening at the border, you know, with the drug cartels. I mean, they've been killing leaders there in Mexico for a long time. And we've also said, I think it's a matter of time before Mexico finally says, hey, look, we just don't have the firepower, which they don't. They don't have the firepower to come against the cartels. The cartels are they're so weaponized and so powerful that it's going to require, you know, some support and cooperation with the United States, I believe, if they're really serious about cleaning it up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm obviously looking at what's happening in Mexico with a lot of concern, a lot of interest. As you mentioned, I was born in Mexico, a lot of family in Mexico, and so you know, praying that things go well. But it is disturbing at the same time to read reports about the approach that the Mexican president is taking.
Exactly,
you know, where he's saying, you know, I'm going to offer hugs, not bullets or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, obviously, we hate to see bloodshed, but you also have to question, you know, the president's thinking in terms of how to actually bring about that peace. You know, with these drug lords, you know, I'm not sure. You know, providing them with a hug is necessarily the best way to bring about that peace that we want. So,
yeah, well, you got to understand the definition of what's legal and what's not. And right. If you're embracing a little bit of illegality, you might as well embrace the whole enchilada, as they would say.
I guess.
You know, just between us Mexicans. But I want to also, because we only got about 2.5 minutes left, I wanted to address the USMCA and the impact that this would have. Oh, by the way, you know, people are, you know, concerned about what's going on with China, but it was brought up very clearly the other night. Our number one and two trading partners happen to be our neighbors, which is Mexico and Canada. And we have the USMCA with low-lying fruit, which is a huge improvement over NAFTA. We've got, 170,000 jobs in the offing with this, and the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi are holding this up, you know, because she says she doesn't want to give, you know, Donald Trump a win. I said, well, the heck with Donald Trump. How about the American people? Give us a win.
Yeah. I mean, as you lay out, Bill, I mean, it's a new trade agreement with Mexico, with Mexico and Canada, two of our biggest trading partners. There are things about the agreement that I'm not too thrilled about. And you know, I'm concerned about the demands, by some folks to even muddy it up even more.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think you're right. I think that the Democrats are facing a lot of pressure. A lot of moderate Democrats, that is,
exactly,
some pressure to get something done, because obviously talk in Washington is consumed about something entirely different. And I think Democrats want to point out that they're actually doing something, but you know, we'll see. I think it'll be interesting to see, Bill, you know, in the weeks to come, you know, if both sides can actually come together and get this done.
Well, those problem areas with the USMCA that you refer to, is they have to be brought out. I mean, we just can't accept it just as it is on face value. I mean, this is why we have debates. This is why we have a First Amendment and the right to free speech, so that we can address these issues. But this is the problem. When you let bureaucrats just have their way, then they ramrod things through, and we get what they call those unintended consequences, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, you're right. And that's why I remain hopeful, Bill, that we can maybe strip away some of these provisions that stifle innovation, stifle business owners. Because, you know, I'm uncomfortable with the government calling the shots, you know, when it comes to some of this stuff.
Well, when you come back, we need to really tear that apart, and let's address those problem areas, because people aren't hearing about the problem areas. We're only hearing about the 170,000 jobs, all the good things. But we want to make sure that, we're pursuing the truth, and it's got to be win-win for everybody.
That's right. That's right. I'd love to come back on the show, Bill, and get into that.
Always good to have you here. He's the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative, Israel Ortega, here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great holiday, and Merry Christmas to you and the family, okay?
Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to meet with world leaders on the sidelines of the NATO summit in London, recently meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In questions during a photo opportunity with the German leader, President Trump was asked about Canada not spending at least 2% of its GDP on defense. And Trump said this about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau is a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
Meanwhile, the process of impeachment continues back at Capitol Hill with a House Judiciary Committee hearing today. The Democratic-led panel is bringing forward four legal scholars to testify about whether they believe Trump's actions with regard to Ukraine meet the Constitution's impeachment standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program, and your calls, your opinions. Like Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I love that song. Did I ever tell you a story? First time I go to New York, right? You know, chestnuts roasting, and they're there with all the vendors and everything. And I'm going, well, you know, the song, you're there at Christmas time. New York at Christmas is just, you know, it is special. It's, even though I've boycotted it the last couple of years, but I'm ready to come back. I just said, the heck with the liberals if they want to, you know, go and be liberal. I mean, I'm still going to, you know, go and enjoy the theater and the things that I enjoy about New York. But anyway, my first trip there, I go, oh, chestnuts. I got to have chestnuts. Chestnuts roasting. I know. No. the song is a lot better than chestnuts. And people, oh, you have to acquire a taste. I mean, like what? I'm in Hawaii. I got to acquire a taste for poi. I don't like poi. And I don't like chestnuts. And but I love the song. So just buyer beware. And I don't know that anybody, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to many people that say, I love chestnuts. I've got to have chestnuts, you know. And I'm a nut kind of person. As you could probably tell, in more ways than one. But anyway, so that's my experience. But I love this song and I love hearing it every year. It's just such a classic, you know, that it's transcended generations the way it has. Well, we're waiting on Jenny Beth Martin. Hopefully she joins us. I know she's been on quite a whirlwind trip. She was overseas and just got back, and Jenny Beth, of course, the founder president of the Tea Party Patriots. We're going to be talking about about impeachment. The Democrats, according to The Hill, are hitting the gas on impeachment. This is what we're going to talk about with Jenny Beth, and we've got for all intents and purposes, four liberal attorneys that are going to opine on the justification of impeachment. And so what's in their heart? I think Professor John Turley is, probably, at least from my experience, I don't know the other professors as well, but he has always seemed to be one of balance and reason and, a constitutional founding. So I'm probably going to listen a little bit more to his opinion as to the others, because my initial question, for them is, if you're a Trump hater and that's your worldview, well, you're going to, twist and bend your perception according to fit that narrative, as opposed to being a true arbiter and a judger of the law. And, this will be interesting, an interesting display. But this is what Adam Schiff has designed, or Jerry Nadler has designed, for We the People, in using the people's time and resources to bring, professors on to help justify and support already what has been presented, to the committee, by the House Intelligence Committee, that's being passed on to the Judiciary Committee, a 300-page report accusing Trump of abusing his power and obstructing the panel's 8-week probe. Processes are trying to be ramrodded here. I mean, there is, the separation of powers. And this has, been something that has been argued for quite a while. I think, Congress has felt increasingly uncomfortable with the assumption of power. Some might say the confiscation of power by the executive branch over the years, but more of that was done, I think more aggressively in the previous 8 years under Barack Obama versus what Trump is doing right now. I think what happens is, like in any committee, you can ask the executive branch for information, and the executive branch has the privilege to say, I'm going to give it to you or I'm not give it to you. They're protected as a separate entity. And if they feel like that's not a good enough answer, well, their remedy is to go to court. Well, Democrats don't want to go to court because they're trying to fast-track this deal. So, like with anything, whenever you fast-track things, I mean, experience tells you, you make mistakes when you're fast-tracking things. And I think the Democrats are making a huge mistake, and they're putting a lot on the line, thinking the American people are not smart enough to figure out, this game and what's going on. I mean, on the surface, they understand there's a lack of fairness. And the one thing about America is, and it's tied in, it's intricate, and it's interwoven in this concept of liberty and freedom, like we were talking with Israel Ortega just a moment ago. I mean, it's such a high value. You cannot extricate fairness, from the process. Once you do, it gets smelly and people get real uncomfortable. We saw this happen clearly with Kavanaugh in the hearings there, and we're seeing it through this whole process that things seem to be unfair. I mean, do you want to have the executive branch or, the commander in chief or the chief executive officer of the country constantly beholding and scrutinized by Congress? Yes, you want oversight, but you don't want them, questioning every phone call, every word, every suggestion. I mean, are you going to tell me that in any conversation that takes place, especially in politics, this whole deal of quid pro quo, I mean, this is a joke, because every aspect of politics is quid pro quo. And you don't get a chance to meet with a congressman or a senator, you know, just go down the list, the president of the United States, without them, you know, posturing the consideration of what's in it for me. You know, what do I get out of this? And, I mean, it's so everyday and so casual that we had a governor, you remember, of Illinois that went to jail because of a seat that became open. And he said, whoa, that's my golden ticket. You know, I want, you know, if somebody's going to get this seat, then what's in it for me? He asked that question, and they were able to pin the tail on the donkey, and he's spending some time really considering how he'd want to recast that proposition. But that's everyday language in the body politics. I mean, in the political arena. And, you know, we all know that to be the case. I mean, we're reasonable animals. It's, you know, part of the human condition that goes along to say, okay, if I do this, what are you going to do for me? You know, the fact that it happens to be tied in with, you know, a corrupt country and, you know, the president, Zelensky, he knew, and that's how he got put into office, was he went head to head, he challenged the corruption of the country and said, I'm going to do something about it. And the people believed him and said, okay, you're our guy. We're going to give you a shot. And, so he's got that to overcome every step of the way. And so he knew that there were some things and there were questions, and, you know, and I still maintain that I think the American people need to see the evidence of this, you know, these investigations that we've paid for. I mean, we've paid over $70 million of the people's money into this, these investigations of Trump and Mueller, and we get a summary case. But look at layout. Let's get it clear. Where's the evidence here? Let's lay this out. And of course, they would tell you right now, well, we're going through the process. Well, it's a tedious process, but meanwhile, what you're doing is compromising so many things. You know, the president is overseas negotiating with NATO, holding their feet to the fire, saying, hey, look, you got to pay up 2%. Didn't make the Canadian Prime Minister all that happy when he called him on him, you know, stiffing NATO. You know, they all want the protection of the NATO partners, and they're trying to get by on the cheap. And because of President Trump, he's calling him out for this, whether it's Germany, because he had a meeting with Merkel as well. And Germany, with all their money, hey, they're trying to get away on the cheap. And then work out side deals with Russia on top of that. I mean, they're lousy partners. And leave it for Donald Trump to call him out for it. Whereas previous administrations, would, you know, they wouldn't say anything, you know, all for the sake of diplomacy. But meanwhile, they've been getting away with all this stuff. This is why we're dealing with China to the level that we're dealing with China, because people kept turning their heads and ignoring, say, well, if we make nice, you know, eventually they'll change their mind. In history, there's never been a change of mind for bad behavior unless they are compelled to do so. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues. Stay with us.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Tim Graham joins us. He's the executive editor of Newsbusters and Media Research Center's director of media analysis. And we're going to be talking about the Washington Post tweeting madness. 99 times? I guess they had nothing better to do but to tweet 99 times about Trump and impeachment. That's in one day. In one day. What are they trying to tell us here, Tim?
This is the most important story in the universe. and they'll be at it again today. This was the day I studied was the last day that the Schiff hearings were going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they just were constantly updating you about everything they thought was going on that was important. And, of course, it all was the Democrat spin, Democrat spin, Democrat spin about how, you know, Trump is going to be done soon. And so, you know, and there's another pile of tweets that were about Trump in general, the Trump administration. Most of those were, I guess, 29 of those, and those were mostly negative. So, you know, they have that slogan, democracy dies in darkness, and that's the Twitter just showed, their main Twitter page just shows you that same approach. I mean, a lot of what they're doing there is promoting their own headlines, which are all anti-Trump, and then they're running their own videos of the impeachment. So they are demonstrating on the Twitter page what they demonstrate in their news pages. They're at war.
Right, exactly. Tim, do they understand what darkness is? No, I mean, really, I mean, you know, because the thing is about it is that when you become so ideologically fixed and obsessed to this point, you're not open for light. You really have shut the light off. And they're living in darkness, and they don't even get it. I mean, they're so obsessed, they're at the point where they're going to require some therapy here.
Yeah, I think it is sales language to who they think is going to buy the paper, and I think that's absolutely true. I mean, this is a mean,
yeah, but we know, but Tim, we know in sales at the end of the day, you can sell whatever you want, but it better produce on its promise. If it doesn't, then I'm not back to repurchase. And this is what they're doing. They're selling themselves out. You know, any future readers, just by the process of elimination, they're turning off readers because the people are realizing, hey, look at, they're treating us like mushrooms, man. They're keeping us in the dark and feeding us BS.
Yes, and I guess what I was trying to say was, in this metropolitan area, mm-hmm. it matches the government workforce.
Right.
You're absolutely right. If you're thinking of this as a national product, it ain't going to sell. But this is the interesting thing about national newspapers today. It used to be, when some of us were young, you mm-hmm. couldn't read the Washington Post in Minnesota. You mm-hmm. can now, but right. you couldn't. Right. And this is one of the reasons local papers aren't doing as well, because everybody's going to get their national news from the national papers.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want an AP dispatch, they can go to AP and read it on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. But this is what has disconnected them from the rest of America, from the forgotten man and woman. I mean, they're just self-ingratiating through this process. And this is why they were so bewildered and shocked and thought that America had lost its mind when they elected Donald Trump to be the 45th president of the United States.
Well, and they presume the worst about people who would vote for Trump. You know, they mm-hmm. can't presume that someone would say, I want to preserve some vestige of a free market economy. I want to preserve some vestige of religious liberty in this country. All they see it is, wow, what a pile of racists.
Right. Yeah, how about the rule of law? I mean, you know, what we've got going on. I mean, and of course, not only at the southern border, but what's happening in D.C. with some of these reports that are starting to come out, how the rule of law has been abused, and, you know, the level of corruption that's yet to be exposed. I mean, you know, we got a little bit of a preview of, you know, the Horowitz report, but Horowitz, I think, on face, is going to try to preserve the institution that he's so dedicated to. So how brutally honest can he be? Even his most objective, you know, self, I think he's going to be limited. But watch for Durham. Durham, a lot of us are putting faith in what Durham is going to report, because he's already declared up front, you know, after a short period of time, he goes, wow, we got to take this to the next level. This is a criminal investigation. We have got to seat a grand jury. That's how serious it is. So it leads us to believe that, you know, comparing the two reports, that we're probably going to get more to the bottom of the issue under the Durham report versus Horowitz.
Well, let me just try to present it to you as a conservative media critic would present it to you. These things are both being mostly ignored. These are the people. CNN obsessed over Mueller and Mueller's report for hours on end. Mueller. When you talk about the Horowitz report, nobody knows what you're saying unless you're following conservative media, because they are not talking about Horowitz. They are not talking about Durham, and they're certainly not. You know, when they say it in code. Well, mm-hmm. these Republicans have these unproven conspiracy theories,
right.
And those are the words they use.
Mm. Well, you see, in the Beltway, in their proximity, that's their language. But people outside of the Beltway in forgotten land of America, they get this. They're smelling a rat. It's becoming real obvious to them. But, you know, it isn't obvious to the traditionalists, the elitists, that got so surprised with the election of Donald Trump. And I think they're going to be a lot more headbanging when he's reelected.
I do think there is a dread there. I do think that that these people, and this is one of the reasons that there is an impeachment inquiry, these people really do believe that re-election is he has a decent chance of re-election. That's why they're panicking.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never accepted the actual results. And,
right.
And as we've suggested, I mean, they are not willing to even acknowledge that the government spied on the Trump campaign. Which is a fact, and it's a
right.
fact that they try to dismiss as a conspiracy theory. And we all know that if the Bush administration had sent out people to spy on the Obama campaign, you know, these people would have all lost their minds.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, they would have lost more than W's off the keyboard, no doubt about it. But, you know, the thing is that there was a crime with a Republican president where there was spying that took place, which in retrospect you go, why would you spy on McGovern? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you just have to be so so arrogant and beyond yourself, you know, talk about being so fixated and obsessed that you start believing things that are untrue. And that's the challenge that we have. And, you know, for conservatives and Tim, you know, for those of us that are trying to hold on to the truth here, you know, we're dancing at times on the head of a needle.
Well, and I think, again, the news media presume, you know, start with the proposition that Donald Trump has a casual relationship with the truth. He's not a guy who he'll say whatever he feels like saying, whether it's true or not. So then they take it to the next level, which is anytime somebody who supports Trump starts talking about facts, they don't have to listen. They don't have to pay attention. They just get to pretend it's more lies. And they're really actually, yes, doing a democracy a disservice here and setting a bad precedent where, the FBI can win elections or lose elections if that's what they feel like.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that we have voter fraud domestically taking place, and now we have the interference of foreign entities. And though some would talk, I mean, to hear some Democrats, they're convinced absolutely 100% without any exception whatsoever, it was all Russia. And I got to tell you, I'm not seeing all Russia. I mean, here you've got a corrupt country like Ukraine, which does have some, you know, tentacles in with Russia. So was Ukraine involved? We also had a situation where we had a Pakistani who was in control of at least 40 internet interactions, emails, and what have you in Congress. And as you recall, Luke Rosiak reported on him, and the Democrats were so incensed that the Capitol Police had obtained and had control of that laptop. They were freaking out because of the information that was on there, and they subsequently discovered that this individual was downloading, you know, by the troves and innumerable amounts of information from these servers. And, you know, God only knows. I mean, you know, did some of that information, and he was known to sell information, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is such a mess. And we're thinking it's all Putin all the time.
Well, and the oddity of all of this is, who's been tougher on Russia, Obama or Trump? This is
right.
Another set of facts they don't want to focus on.
Right, exactly.
Yes, you can look at what Trump says about Putin. He said some things about Putin that seem pro-Putin. So did George W. Bush. But Obama was the one that sat by and let him just take Crimea.
Sure.
And get upset when Trump points it out.
Yeah, and says on a hot mic that he didn't want people to hear about, hey, tell Vladimir that after the election I'll have more latitude, so we'll take care of it. I guess that's another overlooked quid pro quo coming from that administration. You know, and to your earlier point, talk about things that are ignored. Many people are ignoring what Joe Biden said clearly that was quid pro quo in withholding $1 billion to the Ukrainian president, right?
Yeah.
It just keeps on going. Tim, you know, I guess we can thank God for it because it keeps us in business, right?
Well, you'd rather have more truth, but hey, we got to do what we got to do.
Well, I'm with you. I appreciate it. Tim Graham on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tim. Have a great one.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your...